Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to 2016. Oh, yeah. And welcome to Monday, too. Yeah, I'm sorry to tell you that one. This is the BTN News Show. I am your host, Kyle Swagger. Hey, I hope you had a great old vacation, because I know what we're both thinking right now. We wish we were still on it. Yep. But reality has set in, so we have to get through it. So let's just do it. It is January 4th, 2016. All that best technology news we'll get you caught up on in around 5 minutes. Well, here's a little something you might have noticed on your Facebook profile while you're on your holiday rest. Did you have a good old friendship with somebody that was 46 years strong and Facebook let you know about it even though they didn't even exist then? Well, it happened to a lot of users over the holidays, and it happened to most users that were a lot younger than 46 years old. Of course, this all came down to, yes, a technical bug or glitch or whatever you want to call it with Facebook's programming. In fact, a spokesman for Facebook said they've already identified the bug and the team is currently fixing it as we speak. Funny thing about this, this all did happen on New Year's Eve, yeah, December 31st, so it does look like maybe Facebook got a little intoxicated. What do you think? Well, we wouldn't be starting 2016 right if we didn't have a little Apple rumor news for you about, of course, well, none other than iPhone 7 and 7 Plus. The most notable rumors coming out is a 256GB option and an even larger 3100mAh battery, which would even be sweeter. The rumor report is also suggesting that we may be saying goodbye to the 16GB storage. We should have said goodbye to that a long time ago, in my opinion, having only the storage options of a 32, a 128, and now that 256. Of course, the other rumors we've told you about before, way back in 2015, yeah, a long time ago now, that Apple will be removing that 3.5mm headphone jack and instead in favor of an all-in-one lightning connector. That could be interesting. And hopefully moving up from that 2GB of RAM we got in the 6S's right now to 3GB of RAM. Some 2016 gamer news for you now, and that has to do with Activision buying eSports Major League Gaming for, get this, a whopping $46 million. And now, of course, with anything involving such a big amount of money, neither company has confirmed this report. And if the deal actually did push through, what it looks like it did, MLG struck the deal without any stockholders present. Yeah, so those investors aren't too happy at all. That's all according to eSports Observer. No word yet really how much this is going to shake up the gaming industry, but one thing is definitely clear. Major League Gaming, yeah, no more in 2016. Moving on with some security news, yeah, you an AVG user and also a Chrome user, hey, you want to listen to this. Seems a Google employee back on December 15th said that the AVG web tune-up extension is actually disabling web security for Chrome for about 9 million users. Oh, lovely. Now, of course, that AVG extension, it's always kind of been a pain in the butt. It always changes at startups and everything else. Yeah, it's not really reliable, but a lot of people still use it. But this report coming from a Google employee is far beyond than a little missed quirks that you have when you start up Chrome every time using AVG's extension. In fact, after the report was filed, AVG said that they actually had a fix, and it's on its way. But Google actually said, no, you haven't fixed anything. So yes, we're in the middle of a he said, she said kind of thing right now. Or he said, she said, oh, who knows. Whatever the case may be, the Google team has disabled the inline installations in the meantime for AVG's extension, just to be on the safe side. So if you relied heavily on the AVG web tune-up extension, yeah, you might want to consider something else. And finally, today's And Finally is going to feel like a throwback to crap for Christmas, and probably should have been on the list, but thanks to Anders UK on Twitter, that's Andy Vaughn, he's pointed out this one for me, and I just had to include it in today's show. This little thing is definitely directed to all the expecting mothers out there. We all know the babies inside the mommy's tummy, they can actually hear things that are going on outside, although maybe not that clearly, you know, put some headphones on them, introduce them some classical music, this kind of thing, but there must be a better way. I don't know how much better this is, particularly comfort-wise for the mother, but you might want to try this. It's called the Baby Pod, and it's actually a vaginal sound system. Yeah. Yes, ladies, this thing goes inside your hoo-hoo for your baby to give him or her a grand surround sound concert, I guess. What the Baby Pod does, of course, connects to your smartphone and plays directly right into your coochie-coo there. That way, your unborn child can actually hear unmuffled sounds. So, ladies, if you feel that this could be a good fit for you and your new unborn child, maybe 2016 is the perfect time to get your coochie coochie groove on. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Of course, the website, no. Same destination as always, BritishTechNetwork.com for all the great BTN shows. Follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And don't forget to check out the British Tech Slack room as well. Everything heating up over there. BritishTech.slack.com is the destination for that. As for the new show, well, it does feel good to be back. And we're going to be getting caught up on the best technology news that'll happen over the next 24 hours tomorrow. But until then, oh man, this has been the toughest Monday ever, I know. But somehow, someway, we'll get through it. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.